Don't you feel bad about the real estate crunch? 43% less than the asking price. I'll still take a piece of that commission. How you doing today? 5 minutes after 6 o'clock.
I'm doing swell and swank.
We'll get to the swank later. Ben Family Dentistry. Dr. Brad Hester. He's the best cure for dentophobia. Give him a holler at BenFamilyDentistry.com. They bring you the local news today with Kim Birchfield. Here's Kim. Good morning.
Good morning. The president of a biomass company that plans to build a new plant in Prineville says the city of Prineville played an important role in drawing them there. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb has more on that.
The president of HM3 Energy, Hiroshi Morihara, says the Prineville plant should create about 50 direct jobs and 125 indirect positions. He says making the biomass bricks in Prineville makes sense for many reasons.
Prineville area has a fair amount of forest waste because, you know, there are a fair amount of private forest owners and Ochocon Deschutes National Forest nearby. So it's a natural place for us to have the first plant. And also, Prineville City has been very cooperative.
They recently received a USDA grant of $500,000 to develop biomass facilities in struggling communities. He says the first biomass bricks will be tested in coal plants, and then it may grow from there.
And then we'd like to expand, double the production in Prineville for commercial operation.
If they continue to expand, some of the other cities they are looking closely at include Lapine, Warm Springs, Klamath Falls, LaGrande, and Dallas, Oregon. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
U.S. Congressman Greg Walden of Oregon testified Thursday before a congressional subcommittee on county timber payments. The House wants to come up with a long-term solution for federal forest counties. Walden argued keeping things the same simply won't work.
Our communities don't even want the status quo. They don't want the handout that's made them dependent on the federal government. They want jobs. They want healthy forests. They're tired of the catastrophic fires and bug infestations. They're sick of the budgeting uncertainty that comes with not knowing if Uncle Sam will pay his fair share. They want the ability to pursue the American ideal of self-reliance once more.
The federal government owns 60% of the forests in Oregon, but produces just 12% of the timber harvest. Walden says that has economically hit the affected counties pretty hard. An Aloha couple found guilty of dozens of charges of sexual abuse and child pornography are sentenced in Washington County Court. 1110 KBND's Felicia Heaton reports from Hillsboro.
Officers arrested two men, an 18 and 27-year-old, who were...
35-year-old Lisa Ford apologized to her children, the victims.
It's a nightmare. I wish I could take back, but I can't.
She and her husband, Michael Marceau, will serve their federal and state prison sentences concurrently. Ford sentenced to 45 years, Marceau to 49. U.S. District Attorney Dwight Holton.
This case is a blunt reminder that trafficking in child pornography is linked directly with abuse and rape of children. They are not separable.
The two arrested in February after evidence was found proving Marceau was trading explicit images of the children online. Felicia Heaton, Hillsboro.
Tips from the public help lead Madras authorities to charge two Madras residents with trespassing on the railroad tracks. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has that story.
Officers arrested two men, an 18 and 27-year-old, who were seen riding in a red dune buggy near the train tracks. The two claimed they had nothing to do with placing huge boulders on the tracks. Sheriff's Detective Starla Green says the investigation continues.
But at this point, we don't have enough evidence yet to determine who is responsible for placing the rocks on the actual railroad. But these individuals of the go-kart were obviously on the property, so that's why they received the trespass citations.
There have been two occasions in recent months of someone placing 200 to 300-pound boulders on the train tracks. Kelly Blyer, 1110, KBND, Radio News.
Ben Summerfest really did the trick for Central Oregon's tourism books. City Manager Eric King says there's real proof that things are looking up in Bend, economically speaking.
A record number of visitors at our Visit Bend. They're the Visitor Convention Bureau downtown on Friday, which is really exciting news. I mean, we have had now 18 consecutive months of transit room tax, which is a measure of how much tourism activity there is. And so it's just, it keeps increasing. So it's a really good sign for the local economy. In fact, we're kind of at levels at pre-recession right now.
Eric King was a guest on KBND's Your Town segment yesterday. And that's a look at our local news for today. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110 KBND.